This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Overtime with Jake Malnick with you guys here on The Fan. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to bring in Anthony Lant, another edition of Change Your Mind. We're going to be joined here in just a few moments by Cameron Justice, the News Channel 5. We get the insight on the ripples stemming down from a Browns draft and sort of where we're left standing in multiple different positions. So to get the answer, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, from News Channel 5, she's Cam Justice, and she joined us now. Cam, what's going on?
Watching this Boston Knicks game, and whew.
Yeah, it feels like a Celtics collapse is, I can't even say imminent. It's actively occurring.
Oh, when you blow a 20-point lead? It's hard to think that you're going to overcome that. This is playoff. Well, this is playoffs. This is the kind of stuff you like to watch. So, other than that, just waiting for tomorrow.
Yeah, I would
hopefully
say that,
not a collapse of our own.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping for: some health and some better things to watch. I was just disappointed, basically across the board. Cavs offense felt very ISO heavy. Cavs defense felt lackluster. They felt like they were collapsing on everything. I was looking for something so much better. A defensive game plan that basically did the opposite of what they actually ended up doing.
Oh, absolutely. It was frustrating because these are the things they talked about, you know, all season long of when they would have collapses, the defensive breakdowns and lapses in what they were working on. You saw that in the regular season, and so you didn't want it to show up in the playoffs. And so I'm hoping that they were able to bounce back, you know, in the regular season from the things that they were doing wrong defensively. I hope that yesterday was a really big wake up call for them. But it really is going to come down to health now, because we got updates on three guys questionable: Darius, DeAndre, and Evan. That's a big deal. So it remains to be seen. Health is going to be key, but I'm hoping that at the least, at the very bare minimum, there is just some kind of adjustment from the lackluster play we saw in game one.
Yeah, I'll most certainly have my fingers crossed. And if not, down 0-2 sounds like a nightmare.
Not a nightmare.
but Cam, as we get into talking a little bit of Browns, I thought it was very interesting. The way that it's been talked about sort of in this quarterback room and the quarterback battle, and it felt like the fan base has latched on to either Joe Flacco or Shador Sanders being the week one starter. As you look at this in a quarterback battle following the draft, is there someone that you expect to emerge when it comes to week one is the guy under center?
I've been actually saying this since the draft was over, looking at it on paper. I truly believe that it is anyone's game. I truly believe that all four quarterbacks that are in the active quarterback conversation have a shot of being the week one starter. And I truly mean that. And I say that for this, and they all have different reasons and different ways that they could achieve that. Joe Flacco, obviously the veteran, right? You bring him back because he knows the system. He had a ton of success in his year here, like not even a full year, his seven games here, got made that playoff run. It was something that the Browns were just, you know, really, really appreciative of. And then obviously things didn't go the way that I think a lot of fans hoped in bringing him back for last season. But he had success here. And so I think it's a very clear, obvious that he could take that week one starting job because he's done it before and he's had success. I think Kenny Pickett, a veteran, he knows the way. I think that he's shown that he has moments where he can play well enough that he's in conversation for a starting position. And I don't think you can count him out of this competition if he plays well and if he looks good in camp. I think obviously they drafted Dylan Gabriel for a reason. They like him a lot. They loved him in their meetings, in their interviews with him, in their workouts with him. They like him as a person, and they love his talent. They don't think that the issue everyone has is that 5'11 frame and what that might look like on the field. But in their evaluations of him and in watching the tape, they don't feel like his height plays into it. They think that he plays above his height, and that's not a factor that will impact him. Now, obviously, that remains to be seen because he hasn't played in the NFL, but at the college level, at any given point, they didn't feel like he was playing like he was undersized. And so I think that he has a good chance because they like him so much of earning that. And if he plays up to where they need him to, he has a shot at that starting role. And I think, obviously, then Shedeur Sanders, right? He was a projected first round, at worst second round pick. He fell to the fifth round. He's got accuracy. We know the talent level that he is capable of. Everyone was kind of waiting to see how it translated to an NFL playbook and learning that and learning a new system, being in this level of competition. And now he's got the potential to do it. I think all four quarterbacks have a very solid shot at earning that week one starting role. And that's why I think this is the most interesting summer that we're going to see in this position, because there isn't really one that just stands out as like, oh, he's the definitive starter. As they were building this room, you started to think like, well, when they signed Joe Flacco, you're like, oh, okay, this makes sense. He'll start. They'll have a rookie. They'll work with him. Kenny Pickett will try to compete with him. They'll go back and forth, and maybe like they'll both have moments of starting. Who's to say? Now I think it's anyone's game, and I think it's really interesting how this is shaped out. Hopefully it shapes out in a good way, and the competition is on the high end. It's a tough decision for them to make in a good way because they're all playing so well. You don't want it the other way, but I do think they have a room full of competition, and it could be anyone's game.
Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So obviously for either of these rookies to get the starting job, would you say is in play? They're going to have to go through and really impress Kevin Stefanski and the Browns coaching staff in order to win over that job over somebody like Joe Flacco, a 40-year-old and, you know, two-decade vet in the NFL. As we go into rookie minicamp, what are the first steps of that? What do you need to see out of a rookie quarterback to sort of solidify his name into that conversation?
Well, the first thing you want to see, I think, is them going through their early reps and getting down what the coaches are telling them. And a lot of that we won't be able to see. A lot of that we won't be able to hear. It's going to be about catching on to the lingo. It's going to be about learning the playbook. It's going to be about the little things, the footwork that they're working on them with. And so early in camp, it's going to be about them picking things up quickly. And then obviously the execution, the accuracy, the completing passes. Can you show off your arm? Can you show off how far you can throw it? Can you show off how accurate you can throw it? Can you throw with anticipation? And it's hard, you know, in shorts and no pads, but you can get a feel of that. It's like an extra workout. You've gotten into the draft, you've gotten on your team, but now you've got to prove yourself. You've got to show that you've got that talent. But it's going to, I think the big things for a rookie quarterback to come in and take that starting role, it isn't just going to be about the talent on the football field. It's going to be the things that we aren't seeing ourselves. It's going to be how they are in the classroom, what they're doing, how quick they're learning, and how confident the coaches feel. Because at the end of the day, if they're going out and starting, they have to know the playbook. They have to feel comfortable that they can win a game and know what they're doing. They can recite the play. They can know the play, recite the play back. They can get that call out there. They can organize that offense and get people in their spots, tell everybody what they're doing. That's a really hard part of the transition. And they've been playing this sport most of their young lives. And so it's not new, but it's going to be a very new scenario shifting from college to the NFL. So can they pick up on that quick enough? Can they get there? Can the coaches feel confident that under the pressure of a game day that they can translate all of the things that they're showing them in the classroom and in practice? But it starts in training camp of how quick they're picking that up. And so it's going to be interesting, I think, for those kinds of things. We'll have to hear kind of maybe even read between the lines of how some guys are taught. That's kind of how you get a gauge for how those things are developing. A lot of the stuff we're not going to be able to see right away. You can see when someone struggles a little bit on the field in terms of their play and their abilities. But if you're playing well, it's that next level, that stuff that we don't have the firsthand look at, but we can kind of read between the lines and gauge from other people. So very, very important, and something that will, I think, set them apart of how well they pick up and how quickly they're able to pick up on the non-physical part of this game.
Cam, I thought it was really interesting over the weekend as we talk about the quarterback position. We got a report from Dane Brugler of The Athletic basically saying that if Drew Aller, the Penn State quarterback, would have come out in this year's class, that the Browns would have considered and there was a good shot they would have taken him at two. Have you heard any more insight into that? Do you have any inside scoop as to whether or not the Browns were looking at Drew Aller, if they had anything on him, and if there's any truth behind that at all?
I don't know where they're at with him right now. I know that obviously their scouts have eyed him for a long time, and he's a guy that generates interest. That is all I know. Where they're at with him now in terms of planning for him for the future, I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything. I haven't also dug into that. But I do know, you know, they do feel that the draft next year and even the year after are stronger than this year. That's why we saw so many trades. They were open and honest about that. They felt that next year is a stronger draft class. And so it wouldn't surprise me if they had their eye on, you know, very specific guys. And that's another challenge for the guys that are here now, is you know that they have the potential to look forward. And if things don't shake out this year with the quarterback room, they have the opportunity to go out and try it again next year. So it's another added layer of what this competition for the starting role means, because you're not just trying to earn a starting role for 2025. You're trying to solidify yourself as the starter in 2026, 2027, and to prove that you can do that, that you can change the team now so that they don't have to continue this desperate search. Then it becomes less of a necessity because they found their guy. And that's what these guys are hoping to prove. But the Browns do have options, and I do think that that's probably something that they considered, because he's a guy that I think a lot of scouts, not just on the Browns, have been eyeing him. He's a good talent. And then we just have to see where he translates into the NFL. I think that's kind of been the big question about Drew Aller, is like, can he play at that level? Same with a lot of guys. But, yeah, I wouldn't surprise me. I'll dig into it maybe a little bit, see where the interest lies, see if I can verify.
I'll be looking forward to that answer. I'm very excited. Cam Justice, again, News Channel 5 with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cam, as we look at the wide receiver room, the Browns go through, and it was made official today, signing of Deontay Johnson. We've looked at him sort of bounce around, obviously started with the AFC North foe in the Steelers, sort of started to translate well into Carolina, and then bounced around at the end of last year between Houston and Baltimore without seeing any real playing time. Should there be skepticism from Browns fans?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
On how he's going to translate into this roster and whether or not really he even earns a role onto this roster.
Yeah, I don't think it's a guarantee by any means. I don't think that you should look at that and think like the Browns went out and that's the guy they're rolling out and they're putting all their eggs in that basket. He's definitely got potential to bring some kind of talent to the room, but he has bounced around. There's been questions about, you know, what he brings to a locker room and dedication. And those are things that he'll have to overcome and narratives that he'll have to overcome. But again, because of that, and because there is that uncertainty of like what his role will be, I do think that you can, I don't think that signing Diontae Johnson is the Browns saying, oh, we've got our receivers. Like he's going to have a role on this team. He'll have to earn a role on this team. And maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, but I don't think this is like, he's the answer, right? He's not, oh, well, this is the added piece that we've been missing. Now maybe he earns that role, but you know, at like face value, I think this is, they're going out, they're adding bodies, they're adding talent, and if it works out, fantastic. If not, you keep moving, you keep adding talent. And, but at this time of year, you know, you're building your roster up, you've got to have a full room, and you do the cut downs later. So he, like any guy on this team, I think that he's got a chance to earn a role, but just because they signed him and he's a name that we all know very well in the AFC North, I don't think that it's a guarantee. It's not a lock. He's not the answer for their wide receiver room. He's just another body that has the potential to earn a very good role on this team if he can bring it.
So as you go through and you look at what the Browns have done at wide receiver, in your opinion, have they done enough to be competitive this year, knowing that you're going back to the Kevin Stefanski offense and his scheme that might require, I don't want to say less talent at wide receiver, but maybe less like talented depth at wide receiver, or just less wide receivers on the field at times?
Yeah, I mean, have they done enough? I don't know that they're done. I think that they probably do more. I think that they're moving forward, you know, anticipating that Cedric Tillman, before he had the concussion that you just, like, kept him out, right, for as long as it did, he was starting to come into his own. And I think there's a belief there that that can continue and that now that he's healthy this year, he continues to take those steps. Obviously, you have Jerry Jeudy, who really thrived here and really came into his own in Cleveland. They're going to hope that continues. I do think that they were interested in potentially bringing back Elijah Moore before he signed with the Bills. That obviously takes him out of the mix. And so they have talent that they've explored. You've got young guys that may find themselves stepping into a bigger role. You wait to see if there's any training camp standouts that could earn a bigger spot. You know, Jabari Thrash was a guy everyone wanted to see a little bit more last year. Kind of not a lot of opportunities for him. Michael Woods was dealing with injuries, and so maybe it's time for him to have some kind of emergence. But I think with Jerry Jeudy and then the hope that Cedric Tillman was really truly starting to come into his own puts them in a spot where they're comfortable enough. But I wouldn't say that they're in a place where they're good making moves. I think that they will continue to explore and see where talent can be added there. That's, I think, still an area that can be addressed by them. And I hope to see what they might find in some more free agency as we get into the summer and before the season starts. But I think there's definitely room for improvement or just additions, you know, for security in that room.
Hey, Cam, we're running out of time here, but I got one more thing left to ask you in about a minute. Can you put a percentage or something close to it that after the restructure of Jerome Ford, the chance that the Browns would still go out and look to bring back Nick Chubb?
I think it definitely diminishes. Maybe I would say 30%, if I had to put a number on it, 30% chance that he comes back. It's never zero, no matter what they do, no matter what, you know, what the cards are showing you, and it feels like imminent maybe. I don't think that it's ever a zero. I do think there is more of a potential for him to go, right, and to find another team. But I don't think it's ever out of the question because, one, you can never say never in this league. But two, the Browns truly do. As much as you feel like if they valued him, they would just get him back here. They value what Nick Chubb means to this organization and what he means to the fan base. Things just have to make sense for both parties, right? And that's the tough part of where they're at right now is it has to make sense for the Browns, but it also has to make sense for Nick Chubb. And I don't think anyone wants to disrespect Nick Chubb and contract negotiations or anything like that. And so whatever may happen needs to make sense for him too. And I think that the Browns would be doing him a disservice if something appeared, a situation appeared in which it was not in favor of him as well. Anyway, I think we have to look at that big picture. So as things go on, I think maybe it opens the doors for him to find a new team, which I know is hard for fans to grasp. But I don't think it's over. I don't think that it's solidified. I think there is still a scenario in which he returns. It's the game. It's the name of the game, and it's the toughest one, and it's tough when it's a fan favorite and somebody that Cleveland really loves so much. So it's going to be tough to see him go if that's the case. But until that actually happens and he puts pen to paper on another team, I can't say that I'm sold that he's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry for making you put a percentage on it, but I do appreciate it. The answer was definitely what I was looking for, and it was very good. So I appreciate it, as I always appreciate. I always appreciate you setting aside the time, Cam. We're up against it, so we got to run. But as always, I look forward to talking sometime soon.
No, yeah, thanks for having me on, and I'm sure we will talk very soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.